Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Foster. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Lowenstein. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Bunker. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Wally Bunker. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Patek trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rojas. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Rojas steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pinson. Keough reaches second base with a double. Shaw goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Royals. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Royals. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhlander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Uhlander moves to third. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Uhlander scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Royals. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 1. the Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Keough moves to second. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. May hits a line drive towards first. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Bunker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunker is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunker hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keough moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. May drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lowenstein out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 1. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Otis steals second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Leon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lowenstein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis moves to third. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a fly ball into left field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gomer Hodge pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Gomer Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon moves to second. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon scores. Olander moves to second. It's 6-2, Royals. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-2 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Fosse reaches second base with a double. Olander scores. Pinson moves to third. It's 6-3, Royals. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Greg Nettles. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Ken Wright now pitching. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 3. The Royals will come to bat. Camilo Pascual now pitching. Gomer Hodge now playing third base. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Keough hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Pascual scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Ken Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Royals. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Leon strikes out. One out. Gomer Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Olander hits a line drive towards short. Patek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 4. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a line drive into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from May and he is safe. Pinson steals second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ford pinch hits for Camilo Pascual. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 4. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a fly ball into right field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lowenstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals 6, and Cleveland Indians 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.